We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I saw a upright and healthy looking Michael Conforto in the clubhouse, so he's getting pretty close right now.
He is. He went out there today, took BP, did some, took some fly balls off the fungo, and then took some live off the other guys when they were hitting. And he feels great. So obviously there's a protocol that is involved here, so we can't make all the decisions, but he's in a really good spot, and we're optimistic for the next couple of days.
I would assume you want to play him in a game and have him get his feet wet before you head 6 hours out west to Los Angeles.
Yeah, that'd be nice before we get on the plane and kind of get tired again. But he's, like he said, it would be nice to get him activated in the next couple of days and get that left-handed bat back in the lineup.
Aaron Altair is here. I imagine as a depth piece for you right now.
It is, and he's got some talent. He hasn't had the best go of it as of late, but we'll give him a little bit of an opportunity here and see what he can do.
If people didn't know your political leanings and they looked at your lineup, they'd figure you're conservative or right wing because everybody in there is right now. That's difficult, though, as a manager. You like a little balance, and you really don't have that right now.
Yeah, it is. You have to play who you got, and then we have all righties at this point, basically. We have, obviously, Smitty, who can come off the bench and we feel can get us a big pinch hit. But other than that, we're going to start those righties. The good part is we face two lefties this first two games against Detroit, so it's kind of working out well. You always want that balance in there, if not for the starter, at least so they have to make some bullpen decisions along the way. But, I'm excited about what this all right-handed lineup has done the last couple days.
Can you feel a palpable lift in the clubhouse from Carlos Gomez, Rajai Davis, these guys who've come up and contributed big to this little winning spurt you've had?
You really can. These guys have always bring the energy. They brought it in spring training, so everybody understood who they were, and now you get them here during the season, and you start getting on a little bit of a roll, you win some games, and it makes it fun. So, the atmosphere's been great, mostly because we've been winning, and then you add a couple of high-energy guys like them to the mix, and then it makes it really fun.
Do you have to guard against when you go up against to Detroit this week, and they're just coming off an 0-9 homestand. Do you have to guard against that a little bit, or talk to these guys about it?
Yeah, you kind of don't want to play people when they're on a 9-game losing streak. That's not good because things even themselves out, especially in baseball. Anything can happen. But you got to talk to them. You got to say, hey, let's go. Don't take these guys lightly. You got to play like it's Game 7 of the World Series. That's what we try to do every day, and then go out there and try to beat them up.
And, Mickey, the team signed Ervin Santana today. He's going to head down to St. Lucie, but you're very familiar with him from your Cleveland days in Minnesota. He was a 16-game winner in 2017 and a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he is a great pitcher, great guy, great clubhouse guy. He dates back to my Angel days. He was in the minor leagues when I was with the Angels. Just an unbelievable kid, and now he's a man and is trying to hang on. So great depth piece for us. We're going to send him to Florida, get him going, see what he's got, see what he can do, and then hopefully he'll get a chance at some point with us.
And Jason Vargas slated to pitch tomorrow. He's going to start?
Yeah, it sounds like he is. Obviously, anything can happen between now and then, but I think at this point it's safe to say that he'll be toeing the slab.
Good luck tonight, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.